trade for Ajayi, you pretty much had the same amount of carries you've had per game. Do you think that's situational based upon the opponent, or do you feel like that's the way it's going to run here now?
It's situational. You know, some games you can get, you know, no carries. Some games you can get 10 carries. Some games you can get 15 carries. It just goes based on how the game's going, based on how the Florida game is going, based on the score, what we need, position on the field. I mean, there's a lot of things that play a factor in how many carries you get, you know. You can't go into the game and you know, expect, you know, 15, 20 carries, you know, and you go out there and get six, you know. You just set yourself up for, you know, for disappointment. So you go out there, I just go out there every game and, you know, whenever the opportunity presents itself, I try to take full advantage of it.
You ever heard of a guy like that before?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the film of it? Do you feel like you've ever gotten up that high in your career?
I've seen it. I've gotten pretty high. I've probably gotten a guy that was standing straight up a few years ago.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
When you were with the Patriots?
When I was with the Buccaneers, I got a guy standing straight up. I think last year I got Maxwell standing straight up.
Did you ever high jump or long jump in
long jump in high school.
Long jump, okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember what your best was?
I went to state, but I ain't win.
There's not a lot of running backs in their 30s who've, you know, been around 5 yards a carry. What's kind of gone into the production and just – you've had a lot of games where you've been 5, 6, 7 yards carry.
It just goes into, you know, the offensive line with you know, doing a tremendous job in blocking. Me not getting in touch until I get, you know, 5, 6 yards downfield and then breaking a couple tackles here and there. You know, it's, like I said, the opportunities are limited. You know, we're not a team that gives, you know, one back, you know, 30 carries. You know, we rotate, we keep our guys fresh, and then that's a big part of why we're, you know, successful running the football.
The offensive line is opening holes for you. You still lead the NFL in yards after contact. So it's you're obviously doing your part in terms of is that
– I'm not getting hit by D linemen and linebackers. I'm getting hit by, you know, DBs and, you know, occasionally a linebacker here and there. So it's not tough to, you know, get an extra two or three yards when it's DBs hitting.
It's such a young running back room. How important do you kind of think your role is as the veteran guy in that room?
I look at my role as, you know, obviously a guy that's been in this league a long time. I know a lot of the younger guys look up to me and they look at what I do and how I prepare and how I perform and they take notice on it. You know, but for the most part, I mean, these guys grew up fast. They're young. They had to grow up fast, you know, because they're being thrown into the fire early. So, you know, they look up to me as far as how long I've been in the league and how productive I've been and, you know, things like that. But for the most part, I think they got it pretty under control.